This next guest is pretty huge. He's got way more Instagram followers than you.
And just a couple.
Saying something. His name's Jackson. He's an up-and-coming hip-hop artist from Yarra Glen. Joins us now. Morning, Jackson.
Morning. Hip-hop artist from Yarra Glen. You probably don't hear that often.
You don't, but I like that you're setting the trend.
Yeah.
Are you the first from Yarra Glen?
I'd love, probably like to think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most popular, most famous at this stage.
Maybe my old primary school teacher was. Gave it a crack, but I'm not sure.
Oh, stop it. What did your old primary school teacher do? What
I think he was like, he was into Eminem. He was like a real tall white guy and maybe dropped a few raps at lunchtime.
Great.
I don't think it was cool.
You started off by doing YouTube covers.
I did,
and then it's all stemmed into you now being signed by one of the biggest labels in the world. How does that feel?
It's pretty surreal. When I got the news that I was actually becoming a professional at something, I was like, yes, thank you. But yeah, it's been amazing. And Warner's obviously best team in the league, so it's great.
I've waited all my life for the news that I'm becoming professional at something. Still hasn't come.
Yeah, we're still waiting.
I think you're a professional. Professional radio.
True.
Host.
Well, Jackson, we do a segment every Friday called Screw Up Fridays. And basically what it is it highlights how bad we are. And it's the highlights of the lowlights of our show.
Okay.
So I don't think you could put the word professional in front of Ellie and myself at the moment.
Yeah, fair to say we have a lot to choose
from. I was
trying
to hype you guys up.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson. I appreciate it. So what's the kind of rise to fame been like for you? When did you kind of hit the big time?
I mean, it still feels like I'm on the grind right now. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm one of those people that's just nothing's ever good enough.
No.
No, but I feel like I've just got so much more to give and so much more to do, and I've already got so much more music coming out. There's an EP coming mid-year. There's a new song in a month or so with a music video done already. And then, like, you know, so there's so much coming forward. I feel like I can't really sit back and just see what I've done yet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm very proud of the first two songs I've put out, and I mean, I love them both, but yeah, I'm still pushing.
Well, Solitude was your first single.
It was.
And now your new song, which features Boogie with a Hoodie from the States.
Yeah,
one of the best rap names of all time. Yeah, mate, he's massive. How did you end up signing him and getting him on the song?
I think he's like, when he did the song, he's like the 70th most listened to artist in the world, which was which was insane. Yeah, and he was down here for Laneway Festival. And he's obviously with Atlantic, which is Warner. So they came into our office. My A&R played the song. They liked it. And then next minute, because I was in Queensland, it was for me, it was like a text like, oh yeah, A Boogie might be on your song. Because I was like, what? What do you mean? And then, yeah, it happened.
I ask, does he always boogie with a hoodie on?
I think so. You might have to ask him.
Have you ever seen him hoodie-less?
No, I don't know. I think I've seen him with a T on.
Okay.
But
a tee
with a hoodie doesn't go. So.
His album debuted, I think, number one in the US.
Yeah, it was number one for a while.
That's
crazy.
Unbelievable. To have him on a track, mate, it's a big honor.
My second song too, yeah. I'm stoked. I'm a big fan of his work too. So.
Well, the song is called Red Lights. You can check it out now on Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is. Get around and support a local regional Vic boy because we love him here.
Can we talk about your name for a second? Mm-hmm. So your birth name is Jackson. Is that what's on your birth certificate?
It is.
Except your stage name is JXN.
Yes.
What's the deal there? Why do you omit some letters?
I'm a genius.
It is actually quite genius.
I didn't really want to go with just JACKSON because, like, you know, boring.
Yeah. I know. Who goes by their full name?
Because when you look at it on paper, JXN, you're like, who's that? Whereas if it's Jackson, you might be like, skim past that one.
Exactly. And it's like bold and big, you know, and it's short and sweet. So ticked all the boxes.
Very millennial of you. You know, it's like, I know. LOL, Ruffle, Jackson.
I was trying to get that Instagram name at JXN, but,
who's got it?
Some guy in the Middle East has it. I actually messaged him, but he wouldn't give it to me. He was trying to scam me some money and stuff. So I was like, dang.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's got a common name. His name's Cameron Davis. He's got someone in the States. I think it's currently up to $10,000 the guy's offering him to take the name off him.
Oh,
and
really?
He's going, nut, nut, nut. He's waiting for the price to go up and up and up.
Yeah.
You know who you should get onto him? Boogie with a hoodie.
Yeah, he's got money.
Yeah, maybe I'll get onto him.
Well, Jackson, it's been an honour having you in studio. We're excited to see you rise to fame, as you are already doing.
No, thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Get around Jackson's new single, Red Lights. That's the one that features Boogie with a Hoodie. I can't stop saying the name. I just can't. It's so good. And Solitude is the other one you can get around on Spotify.
Anything else
you want to plug while you're here?
No, it's going to be like maybe tours coming up in August. So we're going to do 5 cities. I can't say who with or what yet.
Shepparton is one, right?
Yeah, well, I definitely want to get out here and do some shows. So I'll be doing heaps of shows by the end of the year and live performances and EP mid-year too, 5 songs. So it's happening.
Yeah, it is. All right, JXN, get around him, Goulburn Valley. Thanks so much for coming in, bud.
Thank you for having me.